This is the Fast Lane Podcast, powered by I Promise. Now, here's the Fast Lane.
Day one of training camp for the Blues today. Jamie Rivers, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalter joining us right now via the Brown and Crewman Celebrity Line to talk all things Blues. This is our guy Luke Korak with NHL.com, covers the Blues, of course, for the National Hockey League.com. Lou, happy opening day, my man, at least training camp-wise.
Lou, are you there? Lou?
Sweet Lou!
He dropped. We'll get Lou back on the phone.
We've had phone issues this year with every single guest we've had.
That's true. We absolutely have.
Have we? Yeah. Well, Lou is our first guest of the year.
Of the new year.
This is our first show of the new year.
Well,
figure what the heck.
Yeah.
I made my kids watch a movie the other day.
That's all right, Jamie. You'll be fine.
I took the bait.
Damn. I talked my kids into this the other day. I said, I promise you, this will be the best movie you've seen this year. And they're like, serious? It's that good? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. They hadn't seen a movie yet this year.
So we watched
Soul on Disney, and it was really good.
It's all in the
details. I enjoyed it.
Okay, now Soul, was it really, really good?
Solid,
because they put that out there as like, this is going to be the best movie that Disney's had in a long time.
It was the best movie I've seen this year.
Oh, Brad, that doesn't count. Lou, you there?
I am here.
There we go. Lou Korak, join us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Lou, appreciate it. Training camp opens up today for the Blues. What is the number one question? Not for the season, but at least at the start of training camp.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is how do you integrate some of these new guys? And namely, off the top of my head, you're talking Mike Hoffman and even a Torrey Krug, you know, who's already been here for, he said he's been here since early December. So he's already gotten himself acclimated a little bit, but, you know, actually getting into those organized full bore camp type practices is a different animal for him now. And it's just getting himself integrated into a new system, and Mike Hoffman more than anything, because he literally just got here within the last week or so. So, you know, how do you fit these guys in? But, you know, with the type of players that they are, I don't think that's going to be a real big problem here, but it is going to be a little bit of a challenge because you don't have a full training camp. You literally get in here and you've got, what, 10 days before your first regular season game? So there's a lot of information that these guys are going to have to pack in a little bit of time, and off they go.
Sweet Lou, it's a sprint to the finish this year, as we know. And to your point, you know, you're going to have to get up to speed quickly here as a team and get the new guys acclimated, all the above. But you being there today, what was the level of intensity like? Because we've all talked about how the Blues were not happy about their departure from the bubble last year. Certainly not the outcome they wanted or anybody in the fan base wanted. And now you've got new leadership out there for the Blues. The intensity of the first skate today, where did that rank?
It was pretty high, Jamie, to be honest with you. And you can tell in talking to, you know, Ryan O'Reilly and Braden Schenn, guys that have been here now, there's a little bit of a sour taste in their mouth with the way the bubble ended. They know that they felt like that perhaps they weren't as prepared for that as they maybe could have been or should have been. You know, hindsight's, you know what hindsight can be. You know, you can look back on one thing and realize another after the fact. And I think they understand that, you know, the bar that they have set and the standard that they set just wasn't good enough for that. And maybe their preparation wasn't up to speed. So I think they've used this time away, you know, from the, you know, obviously the organized practices. Now that they're into that, you know, they took the time together to get together and really get a leg up on things. And they wanted to come in here, be prepared with the understanding at first, really not knowing when training camp was going to start. Well, then once you get that idea, well, now, like you said, it's a sprint. And that's why they felt like that time, that off ice time together was going to be important for them, because there wasn't going to be a full training camp for them to get themselves ready for this. So I think you can see that on the ice today. It was really crisp out there, and some of the younger guys really caught my eye today. And, you know, Jordan Kyrou being one of them, because, you know, he was out there with on that third line with Bozak and Sanford. And you can see a guy like Sammy Blais, I think, understanding that he's going to have to fight for some ice time. And Doug Armstrong even mentioned that you know, these guys know that there's that competition there, and you can really see that today on that first day.
I think Jordan Kyrou is an interesting name that you throw out because people have been hearing about him, waiting for him to take that next step. I mean, what should expectations be for Kyrou?
Well, the stage is there for him. And I think today, you know, that was a perfect example of the coaching staff giving him the floor. Now let's see what you can do with it. And, you know, there's going to be a level of expectation for him. And, you know, if he doesn't perform, or if he's not able to keep up like they hope and like they expect, there's guys that are going to be knocking on the door. They're going to want that ice time. And I think he understands that. And, you could see that today, that he's gotten himself ready for this. Now, will it translate into the games? You know, that's yet to be seen. You know, the team is hopeful, and I think the organization is hopeful. But there's an opportunity there for him. We know the offensive upside that he has. It's been touted for a long time now. Now let's see him put it to use, because he's going to get an opportunity to play with some really good players. You know, they're not going to put him in one of those checking roles. That's just not his kind of game. So let's see what he can do with it. And you never know. This is a guy that if he elevates his game even beyond the standards that maybe the coaches and the organization think for him, you know, there's going to be ample and more opportunity for him to even jump in certain situations on that top six role, because you just never know in a compact season like this when and where there's going to be injuries, and you're going to need guys that are going to have to step into opportunities. And he's certainly going to get a big one here, and he's already gotten off to a good start so far, and let's see what he can do with it.
Luke Korek joins us right now on 101 ESPN, NHL.com, St. Louis Blues writer and reporter. Lou, you just talked about top six, and you're probably just projecting right now. You're looking at the line combinations, the defensive pairings. What to you stands out at the when it comes to the projected pairings or the projected line combinations?
Well, there's a number of them, and, you know, right off the top, where were they going to put Mike Hoffman? And it's pretty obvious that he likes to play on that off wing of his and put him over on that right side, and playing with Robert Thomas and Jaden Schwartz. I'm really intrigued to see, you know, just the dynamic that grouping there has. That means you put Braden Schenn with Ryan O'Reilly and David Perron. Man, there's some real big possibilities there when you add a guy like Braden Schenn, who's going to work his tail off for you and has got the skill to match it. But just to see how Robert Thomas is going to be able to thrive with a hard worker and a skilled guy like a Jaden Schwartz, and then to be able to set Mike Hoffman up for that one-timer. And Mike Hoffman even mentioned it today, you know, as a young guy, you know, he's really impressed with the way he's able to distribute the puck. So, you know, there's a lot of parity there. There's a lot of balance in that top six. And, you know, you get to a certain point when Vladdy Tarasenko is ready to come back, where does he go? And who's gonna be the one that's going to get cast out of that top six? So good problems for Coach Craig Berube to have. But, you know, you probably want to keep things curbed to a minimum here. Let's get these guys out there and get acclimated with one another. But, boy, when you just pencil the names into those lines, you really like some of the potential that you see there.
Lou, we drop back to the D pairings here a little bit. And, you know, we had Krug and Parayko, Scandella and Falk. That doesn't surprise me. I actually thought that that's the way they would start out, just based upon how those guys can complement each other. But the one guy who I want to talk to you about today is Vince Dunn. Obviously, he's been, you know, in the news. He signed his deal and re-upped for a year with the Blues, but hadn't been a part of things, and now he's thrown into training camp. Couple things regarding him. One, how did he look today? And again, what does Vince Dunn have to do to get that long-term contract from the Blues moving forward and maybe try to take some ice time away from some of those top four guys?
Well, it's a good point you mentioned about him, Jamie. My thing, when I'm watching defenseman, and this is just me personally, if he doesn't draw your attention, you know, a lot of times defensemen can draw your attention in bad ways for making mistakes and whatnot. So I thought he had a really good practice today, and playing with a Robert Bortuzzo, there's some familiarity there. So there really wasn't anything glaring from a first day standpoint that you saw that would think that maybe he's behind the eight ball. I think he understands that, you know, kind of a similar situation that he had coming into the return to play camp was, you know, he's going to have to do, he had some catching up to do then. And I just think that with him, it's not going to be a big issue because he's been with a lot of these guys for a long time. And I think you're going to see a motivated player. just simply because, like, you know, like you had mentioned, you know, he's going to be looking for a longer term contract, and you know, he's going to have to earn it, because, you know, quite frankly, I thought there was more there for him to give when they did come back. And it just was, you know, and it's not just reflective on him. It's really reflective on the team. But, you know, his play could have been a lot better. But kind of along the same lines of a Jordan Binnington, too, who's going into a contract year. These guys are going to be motivated just from that standpoint alone. And I think when you see these leaders talking about getting back to potentially winning a Stanley Cup, that should motivate you more than anything there. And, you know, he's somebody that I'm actually going to keep my eye on, because I do want to see how he's able to handle this. And I do want to see how he's able to rebound, because he still is young and he's got a lot of growing and a lot of learning to do. But I think that, you know, there's a coaching staff here that's going to be able to do that for him. And you certainly saw a good attitude out of him out there today.
Lou Korak can be found on Twitter at LKorak10. Make sure you check out his blog as well. I got the link right there in his Twitter bio. Covers the Blues for NHL.com. Lou, I'm sure we'll talk to you a lot throughout the course of the season. Thank you for joining us, and Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year to you guys. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Appreciate it, Lou. Thank you. So,
take care.
So, you too, Lou. Some of the aspects there that Lou was talking about, guys. I mean, when he's covering the team there at the ice this morning in the training camp, and he said the intensity is high, you certainly want to hear that, because that's the only thing you have to go on as of right now. Not that a lackluster practice session or training camp session would put you back or anything like that, but just to hear him talk about the intensity as the guys go back to the ice, man, that's good to hear.
Yeah, listen, in ordinary training camps, you can have the first day, get out there, kind of, I always say, trot the horses around the track, maybe brush them down, throw water, sugar cube, you know? But in a situation like this, where 9 days from now, you're facing off against a Colorado Avalanche, which, by the way, you'll hear here on 101 ESPN. Pregame does start at 8:30 p.m. You're going to want to make sure you're ready. So therefore, the intensity level has to be there right away, and I'm glad it was right away. And I do think that a lot of these guys, they do have a little bit of a bitter taste in their mouth from the way it ended last year in the bubble, and good on them. Let's get after it, boys.
Jamie Rivers, Brad Thompson, Anthony Stalter. Bet the board next. If you got one, 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line. You got a bet the board scenario for us. Send it there, and we'll cover it next on 101 ESPN.
You've been listening to the Fast Lane Podcast, powered by iPromise.